Hundreds of anti-pulp mill protesters have gathered on the lawns of Tasmania's state parliament. The protesters are back after years of relative quiet because the parliament today considered legislation designed to help get the state's mill built. It's been 7 years since the Tasmanian parliament approved the timber company Gunns' plans to build Australia's biggest pulp mill in the Tamar Valley north of Launceston. Gunns went into administration in 2012, but the receivers, Cordamentha, are looking for a buyer to take on the project. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
No pulp mill!
Anti-pulp mill activists were back in force in Tasmania today, with 400 of them gathering on the lawn in front of the state parliament. Inside, the government had recalled the parliament to consider legislation designed to make the pulp mill more attractive to potential buyers. The permits of the pulp mill are being extended, giving whoever owns the mill until 2017 to start substantial building work. Peter McGlone from the Tasmanian Conservation Trust told the crowd that the extension will scuttle his bid to stop the mill via a court case.
This is not doubts removal legislation, it is democracy removal legislation.
One of the grassroots activists, Lucy Langdon Lang, told the crowd the locals don't want the mill.
There's never been an independent assessment of the negative health and economic impacts that the mill would impose on the 100,000 people who live in the Tamar Valley.
But inside Parliament, the Premier Lara Giddings was arguing that the mill will be environmentally sound, and she says the majority of Tasmanians want the mill.
I can assure you, Mr. Speaker, this is investment that is not toxic to this state, is not divisive to this state. We have had election after election which has elected people who support the pulp mill, Mr. Speaker. The Liberal Party supports a pulp mill. The Labor Party supports a pulp mill.
The Liberals will vote with Labor to see the permits extended in the hope a company will buy the project and build the mill. Outside Parliament, the Greens leader Nick McKim told the anti-mill rally that Labor and the Liberals are now working together.
They have colluded to prevent us even tabling our no-confidence motion in the government on the floor of the House today.
The former ABC TV Gardening Australia presenter Peter Cundall told the crowd he doesn't belong to a political party, but will be voting Green.
The people of Tasmania are sick and tired of the corruption, the lies and the betrayal. We have an election ahead.
The state election is on the 15th of March. Cordamentha should know by the end of that month if they have sold the pulp mill project.
Felicity Ogilvie.